It is the Tuesday edition of Crunch Time, which means, well, you know how this ends. Alex.
I'm going to start with Dodgers coach Dave Roberts, I ask.
What are you doing?
So if you missed it the other day, the Dodgers pitcher, Rich Hill, had a perfect game after seven innings in LA's 5-0 win over the Marlins. Roberts pulled him. Now, a little history is needed here. Hill has a history of injuries, including blisters. And if you don't know, if you get blisters as a pitcher, it means you can't pitch. As a human being, you know that blisters take a while to heal. And with LA currently, in the running for the National League, Roberts thought it was in his best interest to keep Hill healthy. Fair enough, I guess. But it's a perfect game, dude. Only 23 guys in the history of baseball have ever done that. By the way, that dates back to the first one, which happened when Lee Richmond led Worcester to a 1-0 win over Cleveland in 1880. Yes, in case you're wondering, Cleveland was still awful in the 1800s. And this isn't the first time Roberts has done this season. Remember when he pulled Ross Stripling in the eighth inning this year in his debut with a no-hitter? Do you really think that having Hill is going to get you a World Series, Dave? You just got Clayton Kershaw back from injury. I'm pretty sure he could cover for you guys while Rich Hill, who has 38 wins in 12 seasons in the bigs, recovers from a blister injury. A blister injury he didn't actually have, by the way. A perfect game puts you on a baseball mantle. Rich Hill's perfect game against the Marlins would have been talked about forever. An Ichiro bloop single is supposed to take that away from him, not a sissy manager. As we ask.
What are you doing?
Sissy manager.
Sissified.
To, Jim Mora and my new favorite pinhead, Jim Harbaugh, I ask.
What are you doing?
These guys gotta have houses with nothing but mirrors in them because they are so in love with themselves. This whole secrecy issue has been taking to ridiculous levels. There was an interesting piece online today that both Hillary and Donald are setting records for their unwillingness to release anything. But with Mora and now Harbaugh, they won't even put out a depth chart. It's so obscene that even for a doofus, socially awkward, booger-eater, khaki head, this just screams, look at me, I'm the boss, I'm not telling you anything. And then, of course, the mock depth chart Colorado released
Brilliant. Is
priceless.
Brilliant.
As we ask.
What are you doing?
You just called them a booger eater, and it's true. We have visual evidence.
Beat that.
You dork. You dweeb. To a train operator in Allentown, Pennsylvania, I ask.
What are you doing?
The Boston Marathon, legendary throughout the world, qualifying to be able to run in the Boston Marathon, not the easiest task. You look at all those people who finished the event and realize that a ton of people wanted to run in there, but couldn't because they weren't fast enough. Sometimes they were fast enough, but they got screwed. Like 100 or so people running in the qualifying race near Allentown. Everything was going along fine until racers got to a set of train tracks that crosses the race path and had to wait 10 minutes because a train decided that would be a good time to slow down and take in the sights of beautiful Pennsylvania. According to one racer who missed the qualifying time by 8 minutes, mind you, the train took 10 minutes to pass. I used to live down by the train tracks here in Eugene. I have never seen a train take that long. They literally must have stopped the train. I mean, it's kind of funny, but think about how much work it takes to train for and run a marathon, then to have your shot at one of the biggest in the world ruined by a freaking slow-moving train. That sucks, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Living a train down by the tracks. To the NCAA in Central Michigan, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, I get it. It's cutthroat. Major college football, mid-majors who were willing to go on the road into a Power 5 stadium deserve some credit. And yeah, I know they get the nice paycheck, but it's still a game that's being played by student-athletes. You'd like to think, and maybe I'm being less jaded or skeptical than you'd expect from me, and maybe even hopeful, but lessons to be learned. There shouldn't have been a last play. Somebody needed to intervene on behalf of just doing the right thing and said, look, Oklahoma State won. They had the lead. There were triple zeros on the clock. It's a stupid football game. And suspending the inept officials is just not enough. I think a golden opportunity to step up and make a true positive statement was blown, as we ask.
What are you doing?
So ridiculous. To the NCAA, speaking of which, I ask.
What are you doing?
Interesting week for them. Yesterday, they do what we would consider a logical thing and just, you know, following the NBA's lead, removing events from North Carolina. But before that, They defied all semblance of logic altogether and suspended 32 Charleston Southern players for buying books. Now, technically, it was Charleston Southern who self-reported the violations and suspended the players, but that's because the NCAA's rule is ridiculous. Prohibits players from using financial aid money to buy school supplies unless that financial aid money is specifically given to them to buy school supplies. So these students, many of which were seniors and about to play against Florida State, probably their lone shot to impress NFL scouts, those students had to sit a game because they bought school supplies with financial aid money. Not a pair of Jordans, not a new TV, not a car, books.
Binders.
The players were apparently told that the money disappears if they don't use it, so that they should use it and get the supplies they need if their book money dries up. So they did. Then they had to sit against Florida State. I've read that this happens pretty much everywhere, so kids don't need to pay for books out of their own pockets, which they shouldn't if they're scholarship athletes. But for God knows what reason, Charleston Southern's kids had to fall on the sword. Ridiculous, as we ask.
What are you doing?
It's actually troublesome. It's almost too easy, but what the hell? To ESPN's Screamin' A. Smith, I ask.
What are you doing?
The Patriots beat the Cardinals. It's a great game to wrap a terrific Sunday. I mean, with the Jets, Bills, and Dolphins already having gone down, New England wins game one without Brady, and they lead the division. The next day on Moron Take, Smith says the interim quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, deserves little credit. Quarterback in the NFL? Winning on the road against a playoff team? This guy is such a putz. By the way, the numbers? 24 of 33, 284, no picks, couple of TD throws. That sounds pretty darn good to me. Even ran for a key first down. Oh, and with the game hanging in the balance, his first fourth quarter ever leads two different scoring drives to put his team ahead. And on the final possession, that third and 15 pitch to Amendola for 32 to keep it alive. Stephen A. What's the A stand for? Attention whore, as we ask.
What are you doing?
All right, that
is it like a hyphenate? AW.
I just
I like it.
Daring somebody to say, Steve, that's two words. You see where I was going with that. This is a non-specific segment at times.